Okay, Badly Bleeped TV is on. You know how this works. We get a selection of our favourite TV and radio shows, and what we do is just bleep words out at random. It's a simple game, but effective. All you've got to do is tell me what words are missing. Now, today, there's no chappers, so it's just Becky against Becky. Hooray! I don't have to do any scoring of any sort.
I don't know what I'm going to do today, because I normally just steal all Mark's answers, don't I?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Now, what you could do, I thought this might be helpful to you, is if you would like to text in, play along at home, 81199, and help Becky out with some of the answers if she gets stuck. Because some of these are quite difficult today. Are you ready for your first one?
Asking for trouble. Yes, please.
81199 if you think you know what the missing words are on Badly Bleeped TV. First up, it's Noel Edmonds.
Is he still on?
Yeah, Deal or No Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? He's also got that strange show about cosmic ordering on Sky.
With his orbs.
I would like to see that. Haven't yet. Okay, so it's Noel Edmonds in his Deal or No Deal persona. But what word have we bleeped out here?
And we're coming off the back of a fabulous game yesterday with Michelle. She banked the banker.
So that's off of Deal or No Deal. Just tell me what the missing word is. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
And we're coming off the back of a fabulous game yesterday with Michelle. She banked the banker.
Banked the banker doesn't work.
She banked the banker.
Banked the banker.
Banked
the banker. I think you made a mistake and then went, oh, no, I didn't mean that. Or something.
Okay, so you're saying, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Banked the banker. Let's just see if there's any text coming in.
There's no help on the text yet.
Please help Becky, she's on her own. 81199. Here's the answer.
She spanked the banker.
Oh, she spanked the banker. I haven't seen that episode.
No, I haven't. Is that a late night special?
That would make Deal or No Deal a whole lot more interesting, because normally I haven't got a clue what's going on. Okay, so spanked was the answer. Oh, some suggestions are coming in now. Thanks for them.
Oh, good.
Okay, now over to Newsnight on BBC Two. Anyone been following the US election? Have you?
Well, I was in America for 2 weeks. That's pretty much all you hear about.
Right, okay. Well, you might know this one then. What's the missing word here?
The McCain campaign desperately needs something to turn the tide. But at the moment, it's...
Oh, chappers! Where are you?
The McCain campaign desperately needs something to turn the tide. But at the moment, it's...
Becky.
It's fine.
It's fine. That's a good answer.
Yeah. At the moment, it's fine. No. At the moment, it's help. I'm still getting all the bankers ones coming in. Hello.
Refresh.
Refresh. Hey, at the moment, it's... help. One that doesn't speak.
He ain't going to help you.
Rubbish. At the moment, it's
rubbish.
What would you guess, though?
They wouldn't say rubbish on the news, would they?
Have a guess.
Fine.
See, you can't
say
do
fine.
It. Fine.
Here's the answer.
The McCain campaign desperately needs something to turn the tide. But at the moment, it's floundering.
Floundering. Oh, that's a good word.
See, I don't have a big enough vocabulary to be good at this game.
Yeah. Thanks for... They're all coming in now.
Speed it up a bit, because I get these ones for, like, the one before.
Okay. Back to Newsnight. Here's your next bit of Badly Bleeped TV.
It's not impossible that any of these campaign tactics will turn things around for John McCain, but he's swimming against the current.
Current.
Do you want to hear it once more?
Yeah, go on, but I'm...
It's not impossible that any of these campaign tactics will turn things around for John McCain, but he's swimming against the current.
Current.
Okay.
But he's swimming against the current.
Yes!
Yeah, you got one. Okay, back to Newsnight again.
Barack Obama is, in fact, a trans...
I'll let you hear it again. That's quite difficult.
Barack Obama is, in fact, a trans...
Trans what?
Transformer?
Yeah, is in fact a transformer robot.
Robots
in
disguise.
Barack Obama is in fact a trans...
What about your guess, Scott?
I would
I've
probably
said transformer.
say something about... Yeah.
Transatlantic jet setter.
Okay, is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Barack Obama is, in fact, a transformational president.
Oh, transformational president.
You should have stuck with Transformers, the same.
I was going to say that. Next.
And he is also following the lead of some very negative, I think, and advisors and strategists.
Hmm.
Can I just have that one more time, please?
And he is also following the lead of some very negative, I think, and advisors and strategists.
Campaign advisors.
Campaign advisors?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is also following the lead of some very negative consultants, I think, and advisors and strategists.
Oh, consultants. So easy when you hear it, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, let's move away from the presidential campaign.
Please do.
And go to Book at Bedtime on Radio 4. Now, you know the posh lady that reads out our emails on Dear Scott?
Mm.
Her day job is to be on Radio 4 and announce things. And here she is, introducing the Book at Bedtime. But what is the missing word?
Frederic has become embroiled in the Arnoux's unhappy marriage, defending Arnoux's behaviour with his mistress, Rosanette, while trying to persuade Madame Arnoux to f*** him.
Once more.
Frederic has become embroiled in the Arnoux's unhappy marriage, defending Arnoux's behaviour with his mistress, Rosanette, while trying to persuade Madame Arnoux to follow him.
Follow.
Follow him. Here's the answer.
Frederic has become embroiled in the Arnoux's unhappy marriage, defending Arnoux's behaviour with his mistress, Rosanette, while trying to persuade Madame Arnoux to forego morality and love him.
Oh, duh, oh. Becky.
There's some serious bleepage going on there.
Didn't get that one?
No, I didn't.
Nope.
Did anyone else?
And now the actual play, Book at Bedtime, but what's the missing word here?
His lawsuit classed him as a person with a reputation.
Sharp.
Sharp reputation.
Can you have a sharp reputation?
His lawsuit classed him as a person with a reputation.
Yeah, I'll stick with sharp.
His lawsuit classed him as a person with a shady reputation.
Oh.
I'm rubbish at this today.
Yeah. All right, back to Book at Bedtime.
The whole of one side of her hair was spread in a black wave over her right shoulder, and she was holding her with one hand.
Holding her what? Oh, that's the game.
That's the game.
The whole of one side of her hair was spread in a black wave over her right shoulder, and she was holding her with one hand.
What was she holding with one hand?
Shoe.
Her shoe. Let's find out.
The whole of one side of her hair was spread in a black wave over her right shoulder, and she was holding her chignon with one hand.
What on earth is that? What's the chignon?
Obviously it was chignon.
What is it?
I don't know. How did you not get that?
I don't even know what it is.
That's what people will tell us. Right, one more on Book at Bedtime. Come on, you got to do this.
All right.
What's the missing word?
He thanked the banker profusely.
So we've gone full circle now. We've started off with Noel Edmonds, finished off with Book at Bedtime.
These bankers are
still about the banker.
He thanked the banker profusely.
I don't know if I... Oh. Spanked.
He spanked.
I don't know.
In which case it really has gone full circle.
Thanked the banker profusely.
Oh, I know.
Go on.
I think he thanked the banker profusely.
He thanked the banker.
Yay! You got two.
Finally. That just showed me to be the loser that I really am.
Oh, don't be like that. It's very hard today. And that was Badly Bleak TV. Thank you for all your help on 81199. You really didn't help.